We'll go ahead. Are we broadcasting, Daryl?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Julie Fedorchak. We're gathered here on the 12th floor of the State Capitol for a special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. I hereby call this meeting to order. On the phone, we have Brian Culk, Commissioner Brian Culk, and in the commission hearing room is myself, and we're expecting Commissioner Randy Crisman any minute. So we just have one item on the agenda today, but before we get started, Commissioner Culk, do you have any opening comments?
Just to Madam Chair, the authorized John to sign the order in my absence, and I'm representing the commission at the Southwest Power Pool quarterly meeting, and I'll give an update at our next regular scheduled meeting.
John is not here. He's on sick.
John's sick today.
Okay, well, then I would authorize Daryl.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, thanks, and thanks for covering that meeting. Look forward to hearing your report when you return. Okay, we'll go ahead with the one item on the agenda. We do have one discussion item as well on the admin portion of the agenda, but we'll move forward with one, this first agenda item, which is in my portfolio. I move the commission adopt the findings of fact, conclusions of law and order in Targa Badlands LLC 8-inch crude oil pipeline project, Montreal County siting application case number PU-14-625.
Second.
All right. This project was filed with the commission back in July of 2014. We held a hearing on December 11th of 2014 in Stanley. And this project basically consists of approximately 32 miles of pipeline associated facilities, including a 30,000-barrel storage tank near Newtown, North Dakota, and a 25,000-barrel storage tank near Stanley, North Dakota. It's located in Montreal County. The project transports crude oil originating from the Van Hook Peninsula on the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation near Newtown to the storage tank at Stanley. From the Stanley storage tank, the crude oil is then delivered to the North Dakota Pipeline Company, LLC's terminal, also at Stanley. Targa indicated that the project was originally planned to accommodate contracted delivery points in Newtown and Stanley. However, the planned delivery points were not completed, and Targa proposes instead to use the tank at the Newtown for operational storage. This project uses an 8-inch diameter steel crude oil pipeline capable of transporting a maximum of nearly 49,000 barrels per day. The pipeline has a maximum operating pressure of 1,480 pounds per square inch and was designed and constructed in compliance with Code of Federal Regulations Title 49, Part 195, Hazardous Liquids Pipeline Safety Standards. The project was completed in 2014. With the exception of the storage tank at Newtown that is not yet in operation, the project commenced operating as a gathering system in 2013. The anticipated cost of the project is approximately $41 million. Targa performed both Class 1 and Class 3 cultural resource inventory field studies and identified 12 cultural resources within the study survey area. Those studies, despite the fact that this was constructed as a gathering line, those studies were completed in advance of construction, even though that is not a requirement on gathering lines. Targa also contacted the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, North Dakota Game and Fish, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, North Dakota Parks and Rec Department, the North Dakota State Historic Preservation Office, the State Water Commission, and the North Dakota Department of Health. In a response dated February 11th of 2014, the SHPO concurred with Targa's Class 3 study report recommendation of no historic properties affected and no significant sites. Targa evaluated the study area and the survey area for the exclusion, avoidance, selection, and policy criteria of the commission. Five avoidance areas were identified. Those include the project is located within 1,200 feet of an ICBM missile launcher. They have obtained an easement from the U.S. Air Force for the project. 15 residences and one business are located within 500 feet of the pipeline route. Waivers have been obtained from all 16 parties. 12 cultural resources were identified within the 100-foot survey area, of which three have not been recommended as eligible for the National Register of Historic Places, and the remaining cultural resources were avoided by the project. The pipeline route crosses the Little Knife River at a point upstream of the Stanley Reservoir, which is an avoidance area. In his testimony, Taria stated that the location for the crossing was selected in consultation with the city and in order to avoid cultural resources in the vicinity. They bored through that area via horizontal drilling in order to avoid impacts to the Little Knife River at or below its ordinary high water mark. The commission finds no reasonable alternative exists to the pipeline route crossing the Little Knife River at this location. Targa has a comprehensive North Dakota emergency response plan that includes the project, and they are a member of the Sakakawea Area Spill Response LLC Consortium. So this order today grants Targa's application for a waiver of procedures and time schedules, provides a certificate of corridor compatibility and a route permit, and incorporates a certification relating to order provisions that spell out a variety of conditions the company agrees to address, including reclamation, tree and shrub mitigation, and construction practices.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion is approved.
Okay, that concludes our agenda items. We do have a discussion item on the agenda for admin, and we have Sue Richter and Alana here. This is in Randy's portfolio, however, so I will defer to staff on whether you want to proceed with discussion with Brian and I.
This is Alana. If you had a minute to read the email and there are any questions, we'd certainly want to entertain questions. I'll tell you that we are almost simultaneously. Oh, Daryl needs to stop. Okay. Sorry.